Life is full of questions, and often the answers are difficult. Stephen Baker seeks to answer various questions about life and faith using the Bible as his only source. Join in each week as Stephen tackles the challenge of life questions. Here's Stephen.
We've been going through a series of reasons why a person would be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. They're all based on the Bible, added to the experience of Christians in coming to know the Lord Jesus as their Saviour. Well, that's a wonderful thing, and it's very persuasive in its own right. But ultimately, it is what God says in his word, and is it trustworthy? That is where we need to come to. But my final reason for being a Christian is because I have a responsibility personally to think, to act, to make decisions. Becoming a Christian is not the result of being born into a certain type of country which takes the claim of being Christian, or a family that would claim to be Christian. It's not enough to know about the Bible, to attend church, to have been baptized or confirmed, or to have taken what people call the sacraments. These things in themselves do not make a person a Christian. Only Christ makes Christians through faith in him. So believing in God or going to the church or believing about the things of God are not reasons in themselves that you could claim to be a Christian. But listen to the words of the Lord Jesus. It's found in John 3 verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You'll notice from that verse we learn there is a need, a responsibility in our part to believe. God loved the world. God gave his Son. God's Son died upon the cross. God's Son paid the price to remove the guilt of sin, to provide salvation. But we need to believe in him if we're going to be forgiven and have everlasting life. Again, it's recorded the Lord Jesus said, but this is this time not on earth, but from heaven. He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him." That verse is very relevant. It's written to Christians, but actually it's got a great relevance to all of us because of the principle that we need to open the door and he will come in. The Lord Jesus said, "Come unto me and I will give you rest." We need to come. I'm reading those verses because you'll notice in them we need to open the door, we need to believe, we need to come. There's a response on our part. I became a Christian when I was a boy. My parents were Christians. I'd been taught about the Lord Jesus. But there had to be a point in my life where I made a personal decision. I remember many years later at the age of 16 debating where I stood in terms of being a Christian, believing these things, and I had to go back over the old ground and check it out again. I thank God I did that because I know that my faith is resting not on my family conviction or my family persuasion or my family culture or tradition, but my faith is resting on the Lord Jesus, the one who died for me. Listen to what the response of the Bible is. The Bible says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." So if you want to get saved, you call, you pray, you ask God to hear your voice. The Bible says, "Repent of your sins. Repent ye and be converted." There's a change that takes place because you turned from your sin and turned to God. The Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved." Believe is to trust. He died for you. He's paid the price to clear your debt. So believe him. Trust him. Depend upon him. There is a tragedy that could take place. The tragedy of knowing the gospel or knowing about the Lord Jesus but never trusting him. The tragedy of being offered salvation but never accepting it. The tragedy of knowing that the gospel blesses lives but you never entered into it. You never benefited from it. Don't make it your tragedy that you live and die without Jesus Christ, that you miss heaven, that you lose your soul. But trust him and he will bless you forever. Thank you for listening to this series. My prayer is that God will bless you, and you too might say one day, "I am a Christian for these reasons." I trust God would richly bless you.
You are listening to Life Questions by Stephen Baker. an honest attempt to answer life's toughest questions using the Bible. Located in Liverpool, England, Stephen is active in spreading the Word of God through social media, blogging, radio broadcasts, and podcasts.